We continue today with lesson number 13, and we begin the fourth perek. In the fourth perek, we have our third category of shvuos, the first one being shvuas bitui, the second one being shvuas shov, and now we're moving on to shvuas ha'edus. Here, too, we have reference to the parsha in Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perekei, Psukim Aleph through Yud Gimel, and especially Pasuk Aleph, in which we speak, the Torah speaks of a person who sins, Vishomo Koil Olov, who aid O Ra'o O Yodo, Imlo Yagid Vinoso Avono. Here you have a situation where a person knows testimony. There's a toveya, a person who is making a claim against someone else in court, and the person making the claim, the plaintiff, the toveya, confronts these two gentlemen and says to them, "Hey, please come and testify on my behalf. You were there and you saw the fact that I lent so-and-so money or whatever." And they say, "No, sorry, we didn't see anything. We don't know what you're talking about, etc. We don't know of any testimony." This shvua is called shvuas ha'edus, for which the consequences are spelled out in the Torah as a korban ola v'yorei, the same as for a person who knew of his tumah, forgot about his tumah, and then ate kodesh and mikdash, etc., and the same as for a person who violated a shvuas bitui, the korban ola v'yorei for shvuas ha'edus too. However, there are many differences, as we will now see, between shvuas ha'edus and shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui, any person, male or female, relative, non-relative, tzaddik or not such a great tzaddik, to all of them, the laws of shvuas bitui apply. However, shvuas ha'edus noheges bo anoshim velo banoshim. Shvuas ha'edus only applies to a man, not to a woman, the reason being that a woman cannot be an aid. She cannot be a witness min ha'Torah. And if she cannot be a witness, she's not subject to the consequences of being a potential witness and denying that you know the testimony. Basic point in this few words of the Mishnah is that the laws of Shvuas ha'edus only apply to a person who is potentially a legitimate, a kosher aid. And then if he refuses to bear testimony, the consequence, and he swears he does not know the testimony, then there's a consequence of korban ola v'yored, but not for a woman. By the way, a woman is not to be an aid min ha'Torah. The pasuk says, Dvorim Yutes, v'omdu shneho anoshim, two men, and the Gemara Darshan is two men, not two women. Boruchokin v'lo bekrovin. Similarly, suppose a toveya asks his brother, "Please come to testify for me." And the brother says, "I never saw anything. I don't know any testimony. I swear," etc. It doesn't matter. The brother is not a potential aid. He's not kosher to be an aid against his own brother. Bakshedim v'lo bapsulim. It only refers to a person who is kosher for an aid, but not for someone who was a thief or whatever and is not kosher for an aid. In any case, ve'en noheges elovoru uyin lahoyed. The laws of Shvuas ha'edus only apply to a person who is fit to be a witness. And the Gemara says that we mean to refer here to a king. The Mishnah says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Hamelech lo me'id, a king cannot bear witness. So therefore, if the king swears, "I don't know any testimony on your behalf, Mr. Toveya," the king is not subject to the rules of the consequences of shvuas ha'edus, the korban ola v'yored, b'fnei beis din v'shelo b'fnei beis din. Doesn't matter whether he swears in front of the court or not in front of the court, mipi atzmo. If he swears himself, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know this testimony. Umipi acherim, however, if the toveya says to the witness, "You tell me you don't know anything? I want you to swear. Do you swear?" Mashbiani aleichem shetavov v'toyiduni. And they say, sorry, we don't know what you're talking about. And they don't actually say, I swear I don't know what you're talking about. And they don't even say, amen to his words, ein chayovin. Then they're not chayav for shuasa edus, unless, ad sheyichperu vohem beveizdin, unless they appear before Beis Din, and before Beis Din they say, I'm sorry, we do not know any testimony on your behalf, Mr. Tovea. Meir's rationale is here, because the very first pasuk in our Perkei of Chumash Vayikra reads, Im lo yagid v'noso avono, if he doesn't testify, he shall bear his sin. Meaning that the kafira, the denial of the testimony, has to be in a place where if he would testify there, it would be testimony, meaning in front of Beis Din. However, Rabbi Meir insists that if he swears by himself, not in response to the other, the Toveya, saying, hey, do you swear? But rather he says, I swear. Then Rabbi Meir says, with a drasha that he learns from Shuas HaPikodon, that even if the kfira, the denial, is shelo b'fnei bezdin, is outside of bezdin, he's still chayav. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim omrim. The chachomim ho'ava say, b'mi pi atzmo v'mi pi acherim einon chayoven ad sheyichperu vohem b'bezdin. They say that even if the aid says on his own accord, I swear I don't know any testimony, there must be a kfira, the denial must take place in front of Beis Din. In front of Beis Din, he must say, I do not know any eidos. The shvua, the oath, can be before he comes to Beis Din. But the kfira, the denial, there has to be a denial in front of Beis Din, according to the Chachamim, or else he's not chayev. Fine. The Mishnah Beis continues. V'chayoven al zedon hashvur. Your person is mechuyav a korban olor v'yored, even if he intentionally swears falsely that he knows no testimony. He's totally amazed. In other words, he knows testimony, which would be relevant to the Toveya's case, and he swears intentionally, no, I know nothing. And he also knows full well that by making this shvua, this false shvua, he is subjecting himself to the consequences. The consequences being a korban. So he's a total mezit. Nevertheless, he's chayav a korban ola v'yored. The Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says b'chulon. Look through Perakei in Chumash, and you will see that the korban ola v'yored applies to shvuas bitui and applies to tumas mikdosh, as we learned. But in both of those instances, the pasuk says v'ne'elam. But here, meaning he was ignorant, he was unintentional in some way. But by shvuas ha'edus, there is no word v'ne'elam, meaning even if he intentionally swears and knows the consequences being a korban ola v'yored, nevertheless, he's chayav a korban ola v'yored. That's the meaning of a chayoven al zedon ha'shvua. V'al shigigoso im zedon ha'edus. If he was shogeg with reference to the shvua, meaning he didn't know that by swearing this way, he would have the consequences of being obligated to bring a korban. But he did know that there is, I know, testimony, and I'm swearing falsely. So he swore falsely, but didn't know the consequences. So it's shigagos. So he's a shogeg with reference to the korban ola v'yored result of a shuas ha'edus, a false shuas ha'edus. But he is a zadon with regard to the edus. So he too is chayev in a korban ola v'yored. However, ve'einon chayovin al shigagosa. Suppose the person is totally unintentional. He thought, according to Rashi, I didn't realize I saw anything. I wasn't aware either. I forgot I saw this, or I just wasn't aware what was happening. I saw you in the room with these other guys, and something's going back and forth, but I didn't know that you were lending them money. And that's really what he thought at the time that he swore. Then he is not chayev a korban because he is an onos. What can he do? He didn't remember. He didn't swear falsely knowing that he was swearing falsely. He swore falsely not remembering that he saw the truth. Umahein chayev en al zedon hashvua. What are you obligated for the zedon hashvua? What are you obligated in a situation where you intentionally swore falsely or you know fully well that you're chayav in a shvuas korban olava yoreit for swearing falsely and you nevertheless swear, that's zdona, then you're chayav a korban olava yoreit, as we've learned and as the pasuk says clearly in that crucial parsha, which again I give you for homework, Perek Hey of Chumash Vayikra, just before Shvi, extending until just after Shvi. Perek Hey, Psukim Aleph through Yud Gimel. And so we have finished lesson number 13.